Well, RB550, but let me double check. Fusion 550. Sorry, I was close. You got that close by 13 to 24, then this is going to be guitar at some point. Their wireless units are back here.
I fucking forgot to leave it there. So sorry.
Christian has so many.
I've got the drums pin, I've got bass pin, I've got drum vocal pin, I've got tracks pin.
What's up? Guitar?
Oh, this guitar ride, John?
Do
you
need extension cords?
I moved
my guitar, bro. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
We just need a...
You might even be able to drop it off.
You guys got it.
Christian, do you have the key?
Bye-bye.
I think the mag stands is in the truck still.
This is the vocal mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts and dreams to scare off.
No, that's
Not that long, Kurt. I just need the regular ones. I have the little three-ways on the end.
Right, and then...
Wow. That pays it over here.
Like, 20
lead vocal ears. But I don't know which mix he
that's
set up as
small.
Lead vocal ears. There were three ear mixes.
Hey,
if you look at the sends...
As long as it takes. Warm up as long as it takes.
Maybe see whichever one's got the most lead vocal, and that'll be...
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah,
that should be a two.
Mason's gonna be here later.
Tommy.
Oh, he is, actually.
I'm not saying that in a threatening
way. No, yeah.
Tommy
boy.
Are we going to stand up now?
I need a little cable for
back here.
You know what?
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. Wait, like that, yeah.
Haha, I've commandeered Kurt's podcast, Inspirato Podcasto. Hosted by the one and only Philly Ocean. We're listening to all the smooth sailing hits that Yacht Lake crew puts out on the seven seas every day. Thanks for tuning in, sailors and sailorettes. We hope you enjoyed this pleasure cruise.
The lights, the case, one of them has a pedal board.
Pedal board.
Oh, there's so much room up here. I don't even know what to do.
It's so nice.
I like it.
Right. Like everything is antithesis of Cedar. Cedar's arch nemesis, here we go.
Is that white captain?
Yeah.
Why do you have white captain?
So I can tape shit on the ground without it not showing.
That's not
good. Yeah. Well, it's a gap. It says that.
Alright, yeah. So if you
pick
out
which
mix is slightly...
No, I've had it before.
But
yeah, I know. It's a little apparent. It's kind of the same.
So that guitar's good.
I think she can ride on it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you put that on the board when you got it.
We're not using these stands, is that right?
Loading man might be, but they're, I don't know.
Okay. Six.
Do you have your own vocal microphones you can use? You can
I can
use
do
this
that.
Right here.
Whatever's easier for you guys.
Whatever makes you comfortable.
No, I can't.
I'm not
assuming
six is our vocal mix.
We should put it... Bobby, you should put your thing.
For what?
That was so funny. They want to have a...
I think it was... Amy said that too. She goes, I don't think they'll be jerks.
Like they want to have a Yacht Rock battle?
Here it is. And then they follow them.
Now they follow them. You can order a white one.
When you start to go to the top, everybody wants to bring you down. They do.
Then...
Okay.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay. Sax in ears. Can I have a little bit more drum mic? A vocal mic. Sorry. And then a little more of myself in my in ears. Just a tad.
That's a cocky statement.
Maybe a verse and a chorus to make sure you're good to go.
All right, what do you
want to
do?
Don't sing it.
And can I please
make some lotion
of the best? Yeah, let's do Brandy.
Oh, more lotion of the
best.
For the
light?
Huh? Yeah. And then he puts the lotion on his skin. Yeah. Brandy, you're a fine gal. What a fine gal.
Never mind.
Can you hear me now or
not? Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's all good. Brandy?
Hey, Paul, don't worry about it.
Did you hear me later?
Check.
Oh, that's what it was.
We are here now with Pauly Shores in the green room here at the Viper Room, and he has an astonishing story to tell us.
just to display synchronicities in the way that they are occurring in our natural world. Today, Friday, June 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, Christian Quinierquez picked me up, Pauly Shores, from my residence, to be unnamed.
Oh, yes. Do not name it. It's the residence that should not be named.
And we were on our way to the Viper Room performance on this evening. And we had just visited a popular coffee house chain that will go unnamed also.
Starbucks.
And we're pulling out, again, unnamed, from the driveway. And I was remarking on how we might need gas. Because the vehicle said the remaining tank only had 88 miles. Now I knew, 66, pardon me, my mistake. Now I knew we could make it to the destination, which was Sunset Boulevard, with, you know, but you never know if we'd hit traffic and we'd dispose of more gas because we're just sitting there and not actually moving. So that 66 miles on the trip computer would quickly start to decrease. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Hand delivered, even from the fine help here at the Viper Room. They just delivered one of my stage items that I left on stage inadvertently. In any case, back to our story. We're turning out of this coffee house and noticed that we only had 66 miles left in the trip computer. And I said, maybe perhaps we should get gas. And I don't know where the nearest one is. And then right out of the corner of our eye, on the left side, was the 76 station. Okay, wait. This is where the synchronicities begin. Christian's driving. He's on the left side of the vehicle. The gas station is also on the left side of the vehicle. What did we say was the station that showed up on the left side?
76.
At that very moment, there was a 76 gas station commercial. And at the very end, the tagline said, as we were turning right with the 76 on the left side, the driver's side of the car, the tagline said, 76, we're always on the driver's side. I said to Christian, I said, if my brother Stoney was in the vehicle with us now, there would be brain matter all over this van because of the mind expansion and possible explosion from his cranium. I would be cleaning out BioVac or whatever that comes to clean out your car.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad actually, because you're here to play with us and live another day. I'm glad you were not in that vehicle at the time because your head would have exploded.
Oh goodness.
Synchronicities abound.
Well, and the fact that the metaphor of it was so wrapped up, see, it was also a poetic moment as well, too, which was so kick-ass about it. We're always on the driver's side.
Always on the driver's side. There they were.
Right, the exact moment.
Like the North Star. Like the star that led the wise men to Jesus.
That's right. Always remember that, folks. There are plenty of these just waiting.
Synchronicities everywhere.
Waiting to jump out and tickle you under the armpits.
There, on the left, all night.
Fuck that guy, $20 parking over there.
Yeah.
He wants to charge $20?
Yeah, every time.
$20 is too expensive, man. We're parking in a tenner.
Yeah.
We're parking in the tenner. These guys
How's it going, man?
They seem much more happy.
I want to park in front of that guy. He's my homie. He's not going until I leave.
$10?
$10. Yes.
Where do I want to? We're working at the Viper Lounge right now.
In the Viper Room?
Yeah, the Viper Room, yeah.
Just $10.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, wait. I got it.
We're the entertainment. We'll be on stage later.
Here you go. $10 even.
Hey.
There you go.
Okay,
man.
You say.
The gold one, the guy that just came in.
Here you go.
The Ford.
Yeah, hey, this is for you guys.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, right. Check it out.
Come check us out.
All right.
Show it to the kids. Show it to the neighbors.
You guys got some extra bucks to give them? $10 is so cheap.
Cheaper than 20.
Back in?
But...
Yeah.
Oh, let's back in.
Oh, right, I gotta be doing this right now.
Damn so, me. Christian, this
Where's
is your...
my backpack? Hey, get my stuff.
This is your van?
No, this is Paul's van.
Oh, dude, Paul, I don't think I've ever seen this one.
Yeah,
one's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's a family van, dude. It's
dude, you got this awesome screen that shows you how to do stuff.
Hey, don't tell
where
me
to
what
go.
To do. We're just kidding.
You're listening to Man Behind the Machine on Inspirato Projector Radio.
We're currently on our way to the Rainbow. Is there a show that's on right now? What was it?
It's the NBA Finals right now.
And did the team that you want to win?
I don't really care who wins.
You didn't really care?
No, but I just like the basketball.
It's
the
just
game,
fun.
The game.
Yeah, yeah.
I like watching the game.
Did you ever used to play basketball growing up?
Hi, guys. Would you find it in your hearts to donate to Yoga for Cancer?
Sorry. Oh, no, not tonight.
So, what were we talking about?
The games.
What games?
The basketball game. The game.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like LeBron.
LeBron James.
He's got a real attitude.
Yeah, got a real attitude. I love it.
Yeah, he's got a real attitude.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch the tension on the court and all that shit.
So you liked his...
Basketball is the only thing I watch.
Basketball is the only thing you watch. You don't watch any football or anything?
No, hate it.
What is it about basketball you like the best?
It's like go, 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 go.
Everything's go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah. It's not... Throw the ball, wait.
And yeah.
We're gonna do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Show some commercials.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we're back.
That's so true. What a great way of putting it.
That's why I don't like it. It's boring.
So basketball just goes, goes, goes.
It just goes, goes, goes.
Were you
like
big?
Hockey, too. Hockey's good to watch.
Oh, yeah. Were you ever a big fan of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, yeah, dude. When I was a kid, they were huge.
They were like superheroes.
Metal Lark Lemon. Was that
one of his names?
I think that was one of his names.
And they would have those trick basketballs where they'd like throw the ball, but then it'd go, and it'd bounce right back to him, right?
And then they had that short bald guy.
Well,
his name was Curly.
Oh, well, and then they also, so they always played against the same basketball team, right?
They were just a fun thing to watch.
Oh, yeah. But they always played against the same basketball team and always beat the same team each time, right?
Because it was a whole show.
So, I know. But this popped in my brain. I was thinking about that other team, right? And, like, that poor team, all those years, they never once won, right? They never once won. So they always got to be the dudes who lose, you know? And I'm wondering, like, what goes on in those meetings? Like, if they're like, hey, can we just get really close to winning this game, please? Can we make this kind of almost win once?
Yeah, they're still around, but different guys.
Oh, my God. One of them stands out on Hollywood Boulevard, I think. Have you ever seen him out there?
I don't think that's the guy.
Well, he wears the Harlem Globetrotters thing.
Oh, my God, look at
it. And then we heard
it. Rob Jones from...
Oh, my God.
From Yali Crew?
That's Rob Jones walking across the sidewalk.
Sailor Hawkins, can I talk to you for a second?
No podcast for me, guys.
Come on.
No, sorry.
He's this man is very busy. You should see his entire entourage. We just saw him just waltzing down the street with an entire... He pushed us right over, and we're his bandmates. And he just has this huge entourage. You would not believe. They were actually carrying him on their shoulders.
Don't even say my name.
Yeah, I didn't think he could hear us from that far away, but he's on the backs of the...
Right.
Uh-oh, we're at the bow. We're at the bow. All right, here we go. Here we go, go, go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Go, go. We're at the bow. At the bow, bow, bow. What are your thoughts?
Here we are at the bow, bow, bow. Don't you know, no, no. Here we go, go, go through the do, do, do. The bow, bow.
We are going, go, going through the do, do, do. There's a man with a mustache here. Oh, that's right. There's no door guy. Usually there's a door guy. Usually there's a door guy standing at the door. Usually there's a door guy. But he ain't there no more. Usually there's a door guy.
It's been better.
It's healing fast.
It's healing.
That's good. Yeah, it's
my door.
Yeah, I was to you guys.
Whoa!
Like,
no way.
Or something. My friend posted a picture of me.
Yes.
And then you guys like redid it on, like reposted on Instagram.
Nice.
I was like, Danny.
Danny, Paul.
That is
Paul.
So cool. I'm Stony Shores. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is so cool that you came out.
But yeah, but I was like, oh, you just did it.
Oh.
You just did it.
Three months ago.
Yeah.
But this guy jumped off of something like this high and then another 3 feet.
Yeah, no, this was it.
Is there a double?
About 5 feet and I jumped up. Boom.
Oh my God.
Yep, broke my heel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
No, he's getting so much better.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore.
It's such a triumphant moment when he stands up out of the chair. I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's always such a triumphant moment.
You just spoiled everything.
Well, I saw you guys play.
You just spoiled everything.
I saw you guys, so.
So it was like recently.
So you watched
like
it happen?
It was a couple months. It was at the Viper Room. I just got off work. You know, did I? Yeah, I just got off work, and my friend met me here, and then we went to meet our other friends who were already there.
Yeah.
And they were wasted.
Wow, so your friends showed up, too.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That's why we came.
This is so cool to hear.
My one friend's, like, love, like, anything. They just love to go to rock shows all the time. And they were like, yeah, cool. And they were so excited. They were like, you have to hear these guys. They're great. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, cool. So my girlfriend and I met them down there. And somebody put a hat on my head. And then I was drinking my drink. Sipping out of my drink.
That's
great. My friend who's like a social media. My friend's a social media acquaintance. So that's who put my picture on Instagram.
Oh,
and tagged you guys and tagged me. And then
what's your friend's name?
Jessica Cameron.
Jessica.
She's an actress.
And it makes such a difference when you have your hat on. Too, right?
Somebody put a hat on me because I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Because I'd never been to see you guys.
Wow.
And I didn't know, but somebody put a hat on. I was like,
entire experience
when you had
a hat on. Right?
Exactly, yes. Exactly. But we had a really good time. So you guys were super fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
We did. We had
mission accomplished.
So. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was a great time. You
are
guys.
You come by tonight, too?
Possibly.
Oh,
you guys go.
I see Misty. Okay.
We're here at the world-famous Rainbow, where Mickey Dolenz and friends have eaten before.
I'm not fond of ours on Facebook.
I'm going to say this spot for you, Paulie.
I don't like the whole, like,
excuse me.
I think we should just be, say where we are, and then, like, let people...
Where are you? Soft rock band.
Yeah, a soft rock band. Like, let's drop the tribute, let's drop the fucking...
Covers.
Cover, like, yeah, let's just be, like, let people come and find out. So it says, and I was going to ask you guys all about something in a minute, and I'll remind me about announcing songs. But Yachtly Crew is Southern California's first class soft rock band of the 70s and 80s, also now known as Yacht Rock, a highly polished brand of smooth and easy music listened to by yuppies while sipping champagne and partying on their yachts. If you like bands such as Toto, Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Buzzcocks, Christopher Cross, the Eagles, Little River Band, and Michael McDonald, then you'll truly appreciate the live performances of this group. Yachtly Crew puts on a complete show with dynamic sound, superior lighting effects, choreographed dancing, onstage banter, audience participation, and lots of other surprises we can't even mention. The Yacht Rock style of music is appealing to all age groups, as it is essentially the soundtrack of our lives. Whether you're in your 20s or approaching 100, you will be entertained every time. Recent Southern California performances include a 2018 residency at the world-famous Viper Room, Hollywood, House of Blues, Anaheim and San Diego, Canyon Club Agora, The Rose, Pasadena, Copper Blues, Oxnard, a variety of festivals, several private and corporate events. Be sure to catch this one-of-a-kind, high-energy show when they dock in a city near you.
There's two of us, but I'm actually...
have finished eating at the world famous Rainbow, and now gesundheit to you.
Dankeschön.
You are welcome. We are going to make our way back to the Viper Room for tonight's show,
The Den of Snakes.
Oh yeah. Who's the first band? What are they doing?
Blink 182 cover band, entitled
something and something with a girl. Right? Is that
what it is? In the Rock Show.
Oh, the Girl in the Rock Show. And then
Tommy Bowie.
So the da-na-na girl at the Rock Show. Is that it?
Da-na-na. Tommy Bowie. What's the name of the Blink 182 cover band?
Dude Ranch.
Oh.
At the Rock Show.
And the Girl at the Rock Show.
Wait, and that's one.
Those are two different songs by Blink
182.
Those are two different songs by.
You want a key to my apartment?
There's two different songs.
Yeah, and yet they are titled the same thing?
No, there's two different songs. Band. One song's called band. Girl at a Rock Show.
I mean, two different songs.
She was by herself,
so
I was like, hold on.
Oh, so they blended two songs into one band.
They call it Girl at a Rock Show, Dude at a Ranch, or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a big follower of Blink 182, but I do know some of their songs. And this band sounded great, man. They sounded just like
them. Yeah, they sounded great.
Is that what they're supposed to be? Is that the
yeah.
182
yeah.
cover?
And they're young kids. And they played the Saints of Were you earlier? Where did you guys watch that?
So from what I heard, there's a fellow who is bringing 25 people tonight. I also have a friend who's bringing, I think, 4 or 5 people, and another friend who's bringing 4 or 5 people. Oh, and earlier you heard there's a gal at the door of the Rainbow who works there who actually stopped by our show one of those times to check us out. So that's really awesome. That's really awesome to think that folks at these other locations are coming out to check us out. It's amazing. It's amazing. The vibe that I feel while walking down here, now being in Yachtly Crew and now walking past this, all this history, all this music history that has gone up and down this block here, just blows my mind. There's a lot of cops around here. A lot of cop cars. The heck's going on here? A lot of cops. Interesting.
This is the guy behind me.
Oh, that's Bill here.
Thanks. It picks up good sound too. It picks up real good sound. Oh, here's this guy looking for money again. Hold on.
Park my car. Get in the truck.
Hi.
Drive the truck.
Oh, hi. Oh, not tonight. He tried to ask us for some money here. What kind of money was that guy asking you for?
He's asking for something called Virtua coins.
Oh.
Like they're kind of like Bitcoins. Not Bitcoins, but Virtua coins.
Virtua coins.
Yes. They're actually represented by the amount of data that you have on in your storage bay.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
The more money you spend on your storage, the more. Look, there's a yacht hat right there in front of us.
Oh yeah, great hat. You know, that makes a lot of sense in this high-tech data age with data, you know, saved in the clouds and pixels and such.
Well, the cloud is the biggest. I would say the biggest. Violator of this space that we're supposed to make public, you know,
yeah.
Available to the public. But it's just the cloud claims that you get the best performance by buying a subscription.
Yes, I agree.
Money at it, like bitcoins and virtual coins and vaginal coins and
yeah,
yes,
the virtual coins and the vaginal coins are.
It's virtual because you don't actually get the money. You just
no.
You just get the. You get the. I don't know. This is family.
Oh, I know what you mean. You're talking shop now.
I'm a little worried that this podcast is going to get us in trouble. We never know when you're actually recording and when you're not.
It says 5:16. Like,
trust me. If there's anything embarrassing, I shut it off.
Yeah. Well.
But it's got to be a candid thing because
that's a very sterile podcast.
It's real.
I would hope that you would have it be completely organic. I'm actually a little offended.
Well, if someone says something a bit like something where
now we're crossing the street
yeah.
of Sunset Boulevard
it was cool when it was
yeah.
and Clark Street.
Oh yeah.
And I feel a little violated
it
right now. I have to
cool.
tell you. In public, even.
In public, even.
In this crosswalk.
Oh, yeah.
Staring down Sunset Boulevard, and you're violating me. My privacy.
Just think about how maybe someday in the future we'll be listening to this.
Yes, we will be.
And I'd like to say hi to future me. I'm
yes,
sure you're still very handsome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, we could be like, this is like, right now we're walking, it is now June 8th, 2018. And it's 9:45 p.m. We're walking down the Sunset Strip, about to get to the Viper Room. I'd just like to say hello to the future Stony Shores.
Yes.
And
the future Tommy Bowie.
That's right.
And they are most likely walking along the same path, those future selves, listening to this right now on the anniversary of this day.
Who knows where we'll be when we're listening to this?
That's right. We might be on our own yacht.
We could be. I mean, we better be at this point.
We better be at this point. We better own have our own yacht. At some point, we will.
Now we're about to listen to a Blink-182 cover band. And listen, it could be worse, right? Life's good right
That's
now.
That's right. Folks, if you're when I upload this, perhaps you'll be here. Perhaps you'll be here and we'll see you. So get your captain's hats while they're hot.
Matter of fact, what you got up there?
It is now 10:51. We are standing on the... On the
I'm a big fucking bold man. I've been touring for years, and I got a bunch of buddies that tour, and we collect them, trade them, what, you know.
Oh, that's
whatever.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So the picks are like trading cards.
It is. They are, dude. I have
that's
buddies
cool.
who keep them like in like binders, like you would coins, you know, like the little squares with the plastic. And
yeah.
Shit. You flip the pages, and they just got rows of them, man.
It's like you got like G.I. Joe action
yeah,
figures,
yeah.
and you're trading them. That's
it's
really
totally,
cool.
That's totally it. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's so great. So we're about to go on stage. It's 10:52. I think we're going on at 11. And so we're waiting for some things to occur. Waiting some things to unfold. And before we know it, we will be rocking, soft rocking. Soft rocking. That is such a kick-ass strap.
I looked at it, I was like, man, these motherfuckers. You can find everything, you know
oh, yeah.
what I mean?
All the little nuances, yeah. right? Oh, it's so great. It's like the little Easter eggs.
You kind of put some of these together.
Like on the fly, dude? No, you would have had like hired a seamstress, off patches, and fucking sewn them on everything.
Yeah, oh yeah. yeah.
Fuck, dude. Hey, Phil.
All right, folks, well, if you're here tonight, we will see you rocking. Thank you for hanging out, listening to the Razzmatazz. More later. Subscribe to Inspirato Projecto on iTunes. Remember, we are here the first Friday of every month at the Viper Room on the Sunset Strip, 11 p.m. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.